Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week, my guest is Calvin Williams, a registered therapeutic counselor in British Columbia. Calvin has deep roots in this part of the province. He is Carrier, specifically Natu, and a member of the Babine Lake First Nation. Raised in his early years in Fort Babine, he moved to Quick to attend high school in Smithers. With a three-year bachelor's degree from Columbia Bible College in Abbotsford, he served as a youth pastor at Kaya Fellowship in Whitsett for 9 years. Calvin returned to higher education in 2022 and graduated from Vancouver's Rhodes Wellness College, completing their online counseling certification program this past spring. His practice is called Break the Cycle Counseling, and his dream is to work himself out of the job by offering the right kind of help and providing the tools needed to overcome anxiety and trauma, two of the challenges for which he has specialization. Married with two children, he and his wife live in Smithers and are now enjoying the opportunity that comes with their youngest, now in grade one, and recently used their new freedom to go out on a date during the school day. Well, welcome, Calvin.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Tell us, what's the role that music plays in your life?
From an early on age, music has played such a huge role in my life. Growing up, my dad had probably about 300 cassette tapes, and he listened to them nonstop. Starting off with Rolling Stones, and, you know, it just, I loved all the music that he had, which you'll see in my selection. I have some oldies in there, and it moves me so much to have this music. And from my selection, you'll see so many different genres that, just because from an early age, I started off with Metallica, The House Jack Built, and it really played a huge part in my mood in high school. Basically, growing up, I had this music that really I connected with, and it was so good to just hear what I was feeling on what Metallica had put out there with The House Jack Built. And yeah, it was so good to have connection with that, and it was really good.
It's going to be a joy for us when you walk us through this playlist, because we are putting you to the test. We reduced your musical tastes and varieties to seven that you get to take with you to an isolated cabin that we'd send you away to. And this one by Metallica, it's obviously an important one, this first one that you've picked.
Yes, it is. The reason I picked this one, it just, growing up in a small town, and I used to walk all the time, and I just listened to this all the time. And it was really good.
The House That Jack Built by Metallica.
Find my place to hide, and I shake as I take it in. Let the show begin. Thank you. my eyes, find my place to hide. In the shakiest I take it in. Let the show.
That Jack Built by Metallica, that industry standard metal band out of California, with a song clearly about addiction. Frontman, lyricist James Hetfield certainly struggled with it, and his life was transparent about it. Thank you, Calvin, for that first selection. I mentioned in the intro, your bio, that you're from Fort Babine originally. Tell us about growing up there.
So I was there up until I was 13 years old, and growing up there, it was one of those communities where kind of middle of nowhere, and we were allowed to stay out until the lights came on, and then you had to go home. I had a group of friends that I grew up with. It's so awesome to catch up with these guys every once in a while. I run into them and just have a memory of, like, when we were kids and when we'd go jumping off the bridge that led into the community, and the bike rides that we used to have. So it was really cool. Just a neat community. It can be full of life at some points in time, especially in the summertime when, you know, we have to go and get our fish, and we would do a lot of boating to our island and then setting our nets. And it was a real traditional upbringing. I remember waking up at 5:30 in the morning to go and get the salmon that was in the nets, and we'd pull them out, and we'd spend all day just processing it. And it was such a fun time with my grandparents, my parents, and just all of my cousins that lived there.
Strong community cohesion and a real sense of place there. It must have been quite the change then, moving from Fort Babine too quick so that you could attend high school.
Yeah, it was a different time back then. The school only went to grade 7, and after grade 7, I had to move into Smithers. I moved in with a nice young couple who really cared about me, and I knew them before moving to them, so not a lot of the kids from the village have that opportunity to get to know the people beforehand. Back then, anyways. Now, a lot of the families live with family. So, yeah, so I was one of the fortunate young kids to live with somebody I knew. And yeah, it really was a different experience going from a 2-classroom building to a building that had like 30 classrooms. I had to remember my locker combination. I had to remember my bus number, who my teachers were, all that kind of stuff. So it was a huge change.
A big adjustment, and you were 13 at the time. And your experience of meeting all these new people, how do you recall how you felt about that at the time?
You know, I grew up watching Saved by the Bell, and I was always a Zach Morrison.
Okay.
I loved being out there, and so I just put myself out there. Ever since I was a young kid, I was able to just be the center of attention and just have fun. Even if it was at my own expense, I would just be there, and I found that that's what people like.
Let's get to your second pick. Which one is that?
So this one is by Kansas. It's Carry On My Wayward Son. And this one has a lot of personal meaning to me. My brother passed away 10 years ago, and this song came on Supernatural, which was a TV show, and we both love that show. And so whenever I hear this song, it just has so much meaning to me. Just remembering my brother and I used to game a lot and watch Supernatural together. So this is where that came from.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah.
Carry On, My Wayward Son by Kansas, the band out of Kansas. That song became the band's first top 40 hit, getting them the renown that they continue to have. For you, Calvin, a song that has just deep resonance because of the family connection to your brother. Tell us a little bit more about your family.
Yeah, so I'm the second youngest of six. My parents had a lot of kids, and we grew up with a lot of cousins, and it was just so much fun. I have so many memories of growing up with my siblings and my aunts and uncles, and we would go over to my aunt's place and play Dutch Blitz. And when they came out with the expansion pack, it was even more fun. It's more crazy. It was so interesting to me, the dynamics of how family, distant relatives can become like siblings and vice versa. And it was so cool to have so much family in one area. And I loved it. That's part of where my kooky behavior comes from, is I had to be the clown so I wouldn't just blend in. I would be the one that sticks out.
So you wouldn't be lost in the shuffle as one of the younger ones.
Yeah.
A tremendous sense of cohesion in your family, in your community. And so changes along the way, having to move here for high school, continuing to live here, the loss of a sibling, and your parents are still living in Fort Babine?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, so how does that feel now, being spread out a little bit?
It's a lot different. You know, we try to recreate it. We do family dinners during Easter, during Christmas, but it's no longer the same. It's just that fun, just ability to get together at any time has kind of lost itself. So over the years, we've tried to recreate it, but it's slowly like dissipating.
And your wife, she's not First Nations. She's from the settler culture. And so what was that like for the two of you?
It was very interesting. Growing up, I'm a romantic at heart. I just love it. And so I dated a few times, but it was always hard to bring somebody home into the culture because there's a lot of pain in the culture, just with the residential school and stuff like that. And so there was a lot of stuff that I was not proud of from my family when I was a teenager. It took a lot of courage for my wife and for myself to bring her home the time that I did. And she's probably the only girl that I've dated that I brought home. So.
Oh, wow. And on the flip side, if I may ask, for you, connecting with her culture, her settler culture, her family and their dynamics, what was that like for you?
It was very interesting. It was different than what I'd expected. Different and the same. I watched, like I said, I'm a big TV show buff and movie buff. And so seeing that culture on TV is just something I was kind of used to. And so, but being a part of it was a whole different experience, being kind of the one set apart.
I appreciate you thinking out loud about that. We'll move into your third pick for your playlist. Which one is that?
I picked Johnny B. Goode. And I picked Johnny B. Goode because I've seen videos of him play this song. The amount of excitement that he has, the amount of movement. I've always wanted to kind of be on stage and have that kind of animosity of like, let's do this, like we're here. And so Johnny B. Goode has always been my kind of theme song for life, of just like, okay, let's get excited and let's do this.
Oh my, but that little boy to play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good.
Johnny Be Good by the father of rock and roll, Chuck Berry. That is probably one of the most recognizable iconic songs in the history of pop music, perhaps the first rock and roll hit that was about rock and roll stardom. Thank you, Calvin, for that one. This brings us to the point in our show where we talk about our sponsorships, and we're grateful to all of them this week. I want to highlight the Community Radio Fund. Now, that's an organization based out of Ottawa. It secures resources to fuel the production and distribution sustainability of community audio broadcasters all over Canada. And without their support, we here at CICK, as well as undoubtedly stations and programs all over the country, wouldn't be able to do what we do. And so our thanks goes out to them. Calvin, before I ask you about your work life, I just want to check in with you. You're a musician. I got that sense from the way you talked about that song, Johnny Be Good. What do you play?
I play guitar. I don't like saying I'm not very good. I'm not very talented at it. I can play chords. I can pick up the beat a little bit, but basically, I've been playing since I was probably 9 years old, and I haven't excelled at it very far, but I do love playing music. My oldest daughter just started playing piano, and I'm very jealous because I've always wanted to play this song or any song from this era on piano because it's so on presence on stage.
You like playing music and you don't mind performing in front of others.
I don't mind performing in front of others. I love being on stage. I love being just there and in the moment. Like I said, I'm not very good at it. I don't play with others. And so when I do play with others, it's always usually a train wreck.
You sound like a lot of musicians I know, that your perspective on your performance is probably a lot different than the people who actually do listen and who do enjoy. You're on a new stage now, and it's the stage of counseling. Tell us a bit about the journey towards that.
I worked as a youth pastor in Whitsett for about 9 years. And I just loved the one-on-one connection that I would have with all the youth. After that period of my life, I was basically working by myself and raising my own funding. I got myself into a lot of debt doing that. Then I started working at PIR, the local wood mill here, for about 10 years. And after that, I missed that connection with people. I just missed being able to listen to somebody and be a part of their life. And so I decided to quit the mill and go back to school, which I was very afraid to do. And when I went to go look for schools, I kind of just typed in counseling on Google. And the first school that showed up was Rhodes Wellness College. And I signed up that day. There was probably 3 weeks until school started. I didn't have any funding. I didn't have any of that stuff. But I signed up and I did it. And 2 years later, I'm a counselor now. And it's been such a journey to experience all of that.
You made a tremendous sacrifice to serve initially as a youth pastor and kind of caught yourself up, and now you're venturing again. And it's just because you have that deep passion to be with people one-on-one. Tell us a little bit about what it's like. Some people have familiar with therapeutic counseling. Others find that something they're a little reluctant to explore because we know it runs pretty deep. So tell us what that's like from the perspective of the one practicing.
As a therapeutic counselor, my goal is to work with the client in whatever capacity they... It's not... A lot of people think that counseling is you go show up and then we try to dig everything out of you and try to heal you. That's not the case at all. We work at your pace. So if it takes a year, 2 years, we go as slow as you want, opening up. And it's just such a beautiful process to get to a milestone in counseling. And milestones take a while. And basically what happens is there's a period of getting to know each other. So it's not just a one-sided thing. And as we get to know each other, we learn things about stuff that happened and we talk about it. And so I bring emotional regulation to the client's life, teaching them tools.
I've taken a look at your website. You have a private practice, as I referenced in the bio, but you do more than just one-on-one work as well. There's different modalities that you do with clients and groups, couples.
Yeah, so I'm trained in couples work. The thing that I like doing is right now is learning. So the modalities that I'm learning, I'm trying to research more. A part of the regulation with the association I'm in is to always learn. And so you're always learning about different modalities. You're always learning about things that help in the session, things that don't help. Just before I got here, I was working on my psychosocial assessment paper, which is basically the questions I asked to get to know you better quickly. And so I took out some stuff, added some stuff, and it's been such a good process to go through.
That's very tender work, and it's great to have you serving us here in the community in that way. I guess I'm wondering, this next pick that you have, I wonder if it's related to that. So tell us about your fourth selection.
So my fourth selection is Hurt by Johnny Cash. And even before I started counseling, myself going to counseling and me getting into the profession of counseling, Hurt has always been there. And if you watch the music video, it just shows so much of Johnny Cash's life, of what he's experienced, of what he's been through. And as you listen to the lyrics, listen to what he's saying, and kind of read between the lines, everybody is hurt. Everybody has something that they're dealing with. And so a part of this song is, yes, I'm a counselor, and this is a selection that really works with what I do, but also it shows that I also was hurt, and this, I resonate with this song.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally written and performed by American band Nine Inch Nails, but writer Trevor Reznor praised Cash's interpretation of the song and the way he covered it, concluding that that song isn't mine anymore. Thank you, Calvin, for your fourth selection. We've talked about family and career, big things. Tell us what you do for a good time.
One of the things that I've been doing is I do gaming. I play video games. There's a certain kind of genre of, it's called Battle Royale. Essentially, you play against other people around the world. And I love losing. That's essentially what I do, is I lose in the video games. But it's just so much fun to just play and to know that, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And I love playing video games right now.
You made a transition. Fort Babine geographically isn't that far away, but it is a different part of the valley. Having grown up there and now raising your family here in Smithers, what's this part of the valley like for you?
It's so interesting to be here, to live here. Different culturally where I'm living here in Smithers, but also it's so individualistic. It's sometimes hard to see. Back in my village, we, like you said, there was a cohesion, there was family that gets together. It's different here in Smithers in the sense of, like, we're very individualistic, and just because we all have our own schedules and all that kind of stuff. So it's, culturally speaking, individualistically, I find it hard.
Appreciate your perspective on that. We'll get you thinking a little bit more about maybe some needs for changes, but first let's talk about your fifth selection.
As I get older, I started to realize how much music affects me and how much. At the beginning, I was playing Metallica, and, you know, as the years went on, I started to really connect and really see an emotional difference in myself with the music I was playing. And so the next selection is The Devil's Paintbrush Road by the Wailing Jennies. And I first heard this song when I went to Columbia Bible College for my youth pastor degree. And it was just so amazing how this band that I've never heard before was playing this song, and it just resonated so much with my mood. I was homesick. I was missing my parents, missing my family, living in the city, and I didn't have any connection there. And then to hear this song really cheered me up. It was such an awesome experience.
So long, dusty quaint old song, things attached with glue, live and die and gone. June flowers are so bold on the devil's paintbrush road. The devil paints a double life, and there I dare not go. live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Cheating kind, it snuck up from behind, kicked in the door. Someday I can't get her off my mind. All or nothing now, might as well be true, and leave a dream far from home that never will come true. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone, leave the dream far from home. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. Leave the dream of hearth and home, live and die and gone. Sweep, I'll go to head, sweep, I'll go to head. If I lied and said that all was well, I might as well be dead. Single I was born and single I will die. Marry myself to the whole wide world and never make her cry. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. I'll marry myself to the whole wide world, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. I'll marry myself to the whole wide world, live and die and gone.
Paintbrush Road by the Wailing Jennies out of Manitoba, two-time Juno winners. They call themselves a happy accident of solo singer-songwriters who got together for a one-time-only performance at a tiny guitar shop in Winnipeg. And, well, they've stayed together, and they've gone places, and they take us places. Thank you, Calvin, for that selection. Referencing earlier your thoughts about, you know, the differences in different parts of the valley and different cultures, tell us a little bit more about what you're passionate about and what you would maybe like to see change in our world or in this part of the world.
What I'm passionate about is inclusivity. I love being a part of Smithers. I love being a part of the Bulkley Valley. And with the recent influx of other ethnicities coming to Smithers, one of the things I've been doing personally myself is to kind of learn the language of the major people coming in here, and it's been a long road. I'm still not good at talking in other languages, but one of the things I love doing is having somebody feel included. Last night I was on a walk with my daughter, and we saw a bunch of people playing cricket, and so I talked to them a little bit, and you know, they go there every Sunday to play cricket at the ball field, and they invited me out, and so I'm going to show up there and learn about cricket. I've always been a person who has been able to reach out to the people on the outer rim of society and be a part of their lives in some sort of way. I think that we as a people, as human beings, should be more like that. And I'm not saying that because you're busy, you have separate agendas or whatever. I get people get busy, but it only takes a second to say hello to somebody. Mm-hmm. I try to say hello to people as I walk every day, and I try to just hear what people have to say. And that's not because I'm a counselor. It's just who I am.
one of the barriers you identify to growing at inclusion is busyness. What are some other barriers you see, perhaps, especially in our valley, that are making it a challenge for us to be more cohesive, more inclusive of the diversity that we have here that enriches us?
It's really hard to say. I don't like to look at things negatively. I'm a very positive person. And so in my world, from what I see, there is a lot of good happening. There is a lot of learning about different cultures. There's a lot of learning about the land, the history of Smithers. One of the things I do try to push other people to learn about is themselves. When in my profession as a registered therapeutic counselor, the more you learn about yourself, the more open you are to learn about everything else. And so I guess in a small way, you should just come see me and I'll help you. Basically, I really believe that people struggle with that. We're not taught to be friendly. We're not taught to be open and outgoing. It's something I picked up along the way. I love being just that guy that says hello to everybody.
Appreciate the positivity. And I think that helps us understand why this next song perhaps is so important to you. Tell us about your sixth selection.
I said earlier, I'm a romantic person at heart. This song, What a Beautiful Day. I listened to this song while I was dating my wife. Almost daily, I listen to this and trying to appreciate how we met each other, how we got to know each other. And it's, for me, this is a love song for my wife. And so I really do appreciate her. It's just by Chris Cagle, What a Beautiful Day.
Day one, I stumbled through hello on Fifth Avenue. Day two, we grabbed a bite to eat and talked all afternoon. Caught a movie on day 14. And day 67, she said, I love you to me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day 116, I asked her what she was doing for the rest of my life. Day 189, oh, I almost lost that girl to my foolish pride. Said I do on day 482, and gave me a son on day 761. Oh, what a feeling, what a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life, counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs. Chance to leave, but chose to stay. What a beautiful day. Day 18,253. Well, honey, that's 50 years. Yeah, here's to you and me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. What a beautiful day. what a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
What a Beautiful Day by Chris Cagle. What a journey he had. Raised in Louisiana, later moved to Nashville. He aspired to music and songwriting, so he waited tables, he tended bar, he even nannied in his journey to become a professional. Thank you, Calvin, for your sixth selection. Well, we're rounding the corner here. We're going to be sending you to a time of isolation at a cabin somewhere here in the valley. What will that be like for you to be on your own for a season?
I think it would be a good TV show.
Oh, yeah? We should have some cameras set up. We can watch you later and show you later how you did.
Yeah, I think if you ever saw the movie The Rocket Man, there's mm-hmm. a scene where there's an isolation tank and it's supposed to draw you to your limits. I don't have any limits, so it's always interesting when somebody asks me, like, oh, what would you do in here? I would keep myself entertained. Mm-hmm. And it's I think it's a gift to be able to do that, to be able to just hold the space that I need to just be who I am.
Were you to have to move away from this valley or spend a time of isolation for a season, what would you miss the most about the valley?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd miss the river. We take our kids to the Bulkley River here and we just let them play in the summertime. And I think that would be something I'd miss, is just the river, being able to be there because it's so special.
When we send you to isolation, we want you to have some sense of connection still to the valley. So we can situate this isolated cabin in such a way that it will have a view of your favorite mountain range. Which one is that going to be?
I'd probably pick the Babine Mountain Range. I grew up driving into Smithers and seeing that. I think I'd pick that.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that arrangement is in place. Even though there's limited power and no internet, you do get to take a download with you. What's it going to be? A show, a movie, a book, a game?
TV show. Something I've been watching for years, which is Firefly, which is canceled for season.
Right.
I love that show. I've watched it probably 1,000 times.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll give you that complete first and only season of Firefly as your download. Tell us about the last song on your playlist.
So, as I've mentioned, music has played such a huge role in my life, in how I feel. I connect to the music really well. And this last song, really, it has a special meaning to me in a new era of my living, of just finding that serenity, finding that peace with who I am. And it's Here I Am by Bryan Adams.
On earth I'd rather be.
else on earth I'd rather be. Here I am, it's just me and you. Tonight we make our dreams come true.
Here I Am by Canadian Bryan Adams, perhaps one of the most prolific and popular of our Canadian artists out there on the world scene, ranks 48th on the list of all-time top artists on Billboard's Hot 100. This song, Here I Am, was written and recorded in 2002 for the movie Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Calvin, we really appreciate you sharing the music that you did with us today and thinking out loud about your life and your passions. Before I send you away, you do get one luxury item to take with you to your isolated cabin. What's that going to be?
You know, I thought about it, and I was going to pick my 3D printer because it'd be really cool to just print stuff. But with that, you'd need a computer, you'd need internet. And so I thought, oh, maybe I can pick my guitar and like get really good at it. But I was like, no, I'd have really hurt fingers. So I'm going to pick my gun so I can go hunting and really connect with the land more. So
okay, well, you get to take that with you. We've enjoyed this. So Calvin, thank you so much for being with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley. Oh,